friends, this year should be a specialist, Rami Narmi Marasi, for Simcha ben Echagitl, Dina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitl, Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl, Oshita ben Peshadina, and Yechiel ben Yehudis, Linishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, and Avar ben Yaakov Shachna. And we are going to begin our study, Bezer Hashem, of the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, based on the beautiful, beautiful Sefer called Sefer HaTshuva, which was written by the Gaon Rabbi Yosef Cohen, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was an Beis Din in Yerushalayim. And it's a commentary both on the Rambam and other Mefarshim of the laws of Tshuva. And we're starting with the Psicha. The Rambam begins Hilchas Tshuva with the mitzvah Vidui, so is the Lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. V'hu she'tzivanu l'svados al ha'chatayim ha'avonos ha'chatanu l'fnei ha'kel yis'ale v'lo merosam im ha'tshuva. So we are commanded to confess sins that we sin before God, may His name be elevated, and say them together with Tshuva, V'da. Shafilu achatayim shechayav maleim elu aminim me'akorbanos haniskarim shamar yisale shemishay krivim niskarpil and eleyaspik loim akorvas and bilti avidui. So you should know, says the Rambam, that even those sins that you're chayav korbanos for, and you get a kapara, you get cleansed if you bring a korban, you get atoned for if you bring a korban, it's not enough to bring the korban without the vidui. V'yomer yisbarach, and that's what God says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael isha u'isha ki yasa mikol chatas ha'adam. That a man or a woman, speak to the Jewish people, tell them that if a man or a woman, when they do any of these sins, they should bring a korban, and then what else should they do? V'svadu eschatoysam asher asu. So they also have to do vidui. U'bavur. Shebaze atzivu ishihu v'svadu imchiyu v'korban. She'olu b'machshav v'sheinu vidu levadu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Avolu min advarim. Hanigrar machar korban. Etzuchu shivaru zev mechilta b'zeh aloshen. So since it's brought together in the context of a korban, so you might think that you only have to do vidui with the korban. Vidui is not a mitzvah independently; it's just drawn after the korban. So tuchos shivar is a mechilta b'zeh aloshen. So we need the mechilta to tell us otherwise. Yachol says the mechilta b'zman shehem mevim misvadim uminayin af b'zman shehem mevim tamid lomer dabril b'nei Yisrael v'yisvadu. So it says, speak to the Jewish people and confess. So I might think that the only when they bring a korban, they should do vidui. How do we know even if they don't bring a korban, they should say vidui? Says the pasuk, speak to the Jewish people and confess. V'dayin in mashma vidui ala baretz. So I only know that it's vidui is in Eretz Yisrael. Minayin af begalus. How do I know that vidui is even in the diaspora? Talmud lomer v'svadu v'savon v'savon avosam. They should confess their sins and the sins of their fathers. So, some of the Mechilta learns from this pasuk that even in Chutz Laaretz, they have to say vidui. Akopanim, what emerges from the Mechilta, however, exactly it's derived from the pasuk, what emerges from the Mechilta is that you would have a habamina, that vidui only comes along with the carbon. So it tells you now, vidui comes along even without a carbon. And not only that, vidui even is said in Chutz Laaretz. In the Mechilta, we darshan the Riboy pasuk, that vidui is even in Galus and not only in Eretz Yisrael. The Chinuch writes, "Benoheges mitzvah zu, the mitzvah of vidui is fulfilled b'chol makom b'chol zman, at any every place, every time." V'mefarshim amdu al zeh amar rabusa b'mitzvah vidui v'tshuvan shenoheges b'chol makom. So that's the Chinuch. So the mefarshim ask, what's the chiddush in mitzvah vidui and tshuva? That it's noeg everywhere. Why does he have to tell us b'chol makom b'chol zman? It's pashut that vidui is b'chol makom b'chol zman. So it's clear that what the chinuch is referring to the mechilta, that it's noeg bein baretz bein b'chutz laretz. We have to understand the mechilta. Why do we need a special chiddush to tell us that tshuva and vidui even take place in chutz laretz? What's the kesher between vidui and Eretz Yisrael? In other words, if not for the special limud, vidui would only be in Eretz Yisrael. Why is vidui only connected to Eretz Yisrael? Do people only sin in Eretz Yisrael? People don't sin in Chutz Laaretz? So we can explain this mechilta based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, that what happens when you do tshuva? You become close to Hashem. You were far from Hashem, and you come close to Hashem. And so we see in the Noda Behuda Kam and Arachaim and Siman Lamed Ches that Dveikus Bashem is Me'ikre HaTshuva. The basic element of tshuva is that one is Dveik Bashem. And the Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra, Parshahei, says, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Simon, Pasach v'yomar, Achrei Hashem te'leichu v'osid bakum, v'chiyav shel adam l'stavik b'shchina, osa shekasa bo ki Hashem l'kecha eisha ocho. So it says you should go after God. How do you go after God? How do you cling to God when God is like a consuming fire? How do you say v'osid bakum? Elam t'chilas b'yasa shel olam l'asa kodesh baruch olam amata t'chila. How do you see v'yit Hashem l'kim gan be'eden? That at the beginning of creation, God was involved in planting. It says God planted a garden in Eden. So too, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing you should get involved in is planting. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should plant. So you see that clinging to Eretz Yisrael and clinging to Netiyah is gather is dapkus achar shchina. Where does the Medrash start? It starts as being dovek achar shchina, clinging to God's presence. And how do you achieve that? So the Medrash says, go to Eretz Yisrael and start planting trees. Open up a kibbutz, if I can use a contemporary terminology. Or join a kibbutz. And of course, you have to keep the mitzvah satulias baritz for a lot of malasas period. And we also see in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Acharemos, B'choman de zachel l'skashe b'chayi v'hayar akadisha, zachel l'skashe l'basar, b'hayar akadisha yilah. If you're miskashe at Eretz Yisrael down here, you're miskashe at Eretz Yisrael up there. And that's the smichus of Shal Divrei Aramam, and Allah writes Vein Yisrael Negolam Ela B'tshuva. So in Perek Zayin, Rambam talks about, in Perek Zayin Alach Avov, the Rambam says that tshuva is getting close to God. And in Alach Hey, the Rambam says the Jews are only nigal b'tshuva. And the Torah promises that in the end the Jewish people are going to do tshuva and they're going to be nigal. Shenamar v'eki avoy lecha kol advarim v'shavta d'shem elokecha v'shav Hashem elokecha. That we're going to return to God. Because tshuva and kibbutz galiot to Eretz Yisrael come together. And through both of them, we're zochah to hisdapkus b'shchina. And the Rambam writes, "Gedol tshuva shem karev esodem l'shchina shenem rashuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha." And it says, "V'lo shavtem adai nu mashem, im tashuv Yisrael nu mashem, elai tashuv, return to me." If you do tshuva, if you're dabek in me, that's what the pasuk is telling us. And if we do tshuva, like the Rambam says, we're gonna be redeemed. Tana de Be'elio on the pasuk, it says it's a pasuk in Joshua 1:11, command the nation saying, prepare provisions. Chitzedo Yisrael tzrichim sham b'lo ena nahayu al oich le'amon shem elak de mosu b'boker v'yimenicha mosu ad erev v'lev v'yochel nosu miyad. Alamat hamelom echilam saying, what tzeda do they need? Why do they say achinu lechem tzeda? They have the mon. It's telling them, no, do tshuva so you can enter into the land that God gave your forefathers. Tshuva is mechaper. They both bring to dveikus bashchina, and that's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is all about dveikus bashchina. And that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Asu tshuva, in order that you go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is Dveikus Bashchina and tshuva is Dveikus Bashchina. And therefore the special place to do tshuva is obviously Eretz Yisrael. Kol adar b'Eretz Yisrael, shari b'loy avon. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're without sin. Ksubis 111a. That's pretty amazing. Live in Eretz Yisrael, you're without sin. So obviously all the mefarshim, the Pnei Yeshua, everyone's trying to figure out, he's one of the more prominent, trying to figure out what's this Eretz Yisrael, Shari Beloib, and you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's a free trip, now you can do whatever you want. And Eretz Yisrael is a Mizbeach Kapara. Rambam writes in Ochs Malachim 5:11, Kol HaShoychen b'Eretz Yisrael v'nosav mechulim, you get atoned for your sins. Ukilu HaMakom Shehu Bo, Mizbeach Kapara, it's like a Kapara for him. V'chipar Ad Maso Amo. Zohar Parshas Achremos Mashma that Eretz Yisrael is Mizbeach Kapara because you're Zohar L'Stapkus B'Shechina. Chaman de Zachi, he writes, Tafayim Beis Amid Beis, Lamefak Nishmasi Bar Kadisha, Skapu Chofef, a person dies in Eretz Yisrael, Sekapar Savonos, Pesach Liskacha, Tchos Gadfur de Shechinta, and Yezocha to be Miskasha under the wings of the Shechina. Chiprad Maso Amo, as the Zohar Kadosh says. That's the Kapara, Eretz Yisrael is a Kapara. It's Yosef on the Inyan giving Subas Kofyud explains the Gemara Melazik on the Darber itself, Shor Belovin Shinemar, Ubal Yomish Ken Chalis Yam Yoshev Ba, no say Avon, Shinshavitro Miskabel had Shuva Yosef Michutzlaritz, Kedisa Becha Rabasi Ala Pasuk, Savarenu Nirda, Atzal Savarenu Nirdafnu, Nebuchadnezzar Tzibo Nebuzadron Varmale, Elohon de Inun Makabal Bali Chuva, Huvi Yado Pshuta Makabal Chuvahu. So Eretz Yisrael is without sin, because Eretz Yisrael is no se avon, the amid yoshev but no se avon bears sin, because Eretz Yisrael tshuva is received more than chutz laaretz, says the Eitz Yosef and the Ein Yaakov. And he brings the Medrash in Eicha that Nebuchadnezzar said to Nebuzradan that their God receives people who do tshuva. So don't let them daven, don't let them do tshuva, that their God should have mercy on them. So they pursued them until they went to the press. And when they came to press, the river of Pras, so he said to his army, let them go. God's not going to let them do tshuva anymore. So again, you see there's a special relationship. Once they're out of Eretz Yisrael, then tshuva is not received so well anymore. There's a special relationship between tshuva and Eretz Yisrael. In the Rikanti in Parshas Kisetze, it says that when the Jewish people are sitting on their land, Eretz Yisrael is the place of Avodah Me'ava. Yun Yaakov Brachas B'Dav Hei explains the Gemara in Yegayim Yim Heim Yisurim Shel Ava Yibay Seim Aholan V'Holahu, that this is Stira, are they Yisurim Shel Ava or not? And he says this is for us, this is for them, and he explains based on the Rikanti that if we're in Eretz Yisrael then it's Tshuva Shel Ava, because this is the place of Tshuva V'Ava. And Chutz La'aretz, Negayim, Mitzaras, not Tshuva, is not Me'ava. So you see that Eretz Yisrael is the place of Tshuva, and Eretz Yisrael is the place of Ava, serving Hashem out of love. In the Ramban Al Torah, he brings the name of the Mechilta, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Lo'ava, Elushomer, Mitzvosei, Elushem, Yoshem, Eretz Yisrael, Benosnim, Navshem, Ala Mitzvos, those who love me, those who keep my mitzvos. These are the people who are dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, and they're giving themselves over for the mitzvahs. So to explain the Rikanti and this Chilta, which is cited by the Ramban Al Torah, Shmos Perek Chav Pasuk Vav, first we have to quote the Ramban on the Pasuk Elohei Nechar Haaretz. So he writes, Goy Haaretz Lashon Rashi V'enenu Ken Olavim Shum Nechar Baaretz Hazos Keshem Nichbad Nichbad Elohei Haaretz Ken Inyan Shenemar Kileyadu Es Mishpat Hashem Elokei Haaretz V'idabu Elokei Yerushalayim Kalokei Amei Haaretz K'siv Layosh V'Baaretz Hashem. So when it says Elohei Nechar Haaretz, Rashi says that it's talking about the Goy Haaretz, the Gentiles of the land. As it says in Dvarim Lamed Aleph Tezayin, V'yomar Shem Moshe Hincha Shochiv Mavusecha V'kam Amin Azeh V'zana Acharei Elohei Nechar Haaretz Asher Basham Rikirbo V'zavani V'hefer Esprisi Asher Karanti Imo. So what does it mean Nechar Haaretz? So Rashi says Pshat is the nations of the land, the Goy Haaretz. And the Ramban says this is not true. Rashi has it wrong. Ve'inenu kein. God, who is strange in this land, because the honorable God is called Elokei Haaretz, the God of the land. And then he brings various psukim to that effect. So when they go to, when they leave Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to go after the god of the who's they're going to go after. It's not talking about them leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about when they're in Eretz Yisrael, and then v'zanach re'elohei nechar aretz asher basham bekirbo, and they're going to go after the God who is now a nechar. God is now going to be foreign to them, because God is called Elokei Aretz. And Ramban says that avelokim shu nechar ba'aretz hazot, because Hashem is called Elokei Aretz. So when they serve Avodah Zarah, then Hashem is going to be called strange in this land. Bazavani, and they're going to leave me, and they're going to revoke their covenant with me, and then I'm going to get angry, Mitzor, 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 Rabos, etc., etc., and they're going to say, because God's not among me, and that's what they did, because by serving Avodah Zarah, they made God into a stranger. So, that's the Ramban. But the important point of this Ramban for us is that you see God is called the God of the land. And then there's a famous Ramban of Vayikra Yudches Chaf Hei, that the other countries are run by Mazalos. Hashem gave Kochavim and Mazalos. He gave powers to astrology, to conduct affairs in other countries. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's directly from Hashem. And so writes the Rashba, brought in the Ein Yankov and Tainis, that Eretz Yisrael is Nachlas Hashem, and therefore there's no other, there's no Tsar, there's no minister, there's no Mazel, it's directly from Hashem. And it's Mefurish in the Zohar, Noach, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Vatzina Ard Yisrael Oshar Yalei Rucha Achra, God doesn't assign anybody else to Eretz Yisrael. Here there's direct hashgacha, direct governance from Hashem. There's no come and see. Eretz Yisrael is like this. There's no shliach, there's no messenger, there's no middleman. Just God. And for this reason, Dveikus Bishchina, Dveikus in Eretz Yisrael is like Dveikus Bishchina, because they're sitting under the hand of God. And Dveikus Bashem is a branch of love. La'avas Hashem Elokecha L'davka Bo. You see the connection between love and Dveikus. And then when you're loving Hashem, you're going to be Mekayim Mitzvos Me'ava, like the Rambam says in if you love God like you're supposed to, you can do all the mitzvahs me'ava. Matter the Rikanti writes that when the Jewish people are alad masim and yoshim and mo'vdom kadosh baruch hu me'ava, because now they're close to Hashem and they can have a direct relationship, and that obviously includes tshuva. So it says in the Rambam that during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Tshuva is accepted immediately because we're close to Hashem during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Vav, but this would also apply in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we're also close to Hashem, and therefore the Tshuva is also going to be accepted. Vayom edubak b'shmudbak b'shchina. After you do Tshuva, you're davik in the Shchina. So this would obviously explain the havamina that tshuva can only, that vidu is only in Eretz Yisrael. So kamashon l'vidu l'chut, okay, you also have to do vidu in chutz l'aretz. But just to know that the special place of vidu, of tshuva, of kirva l'Hashem, is only in Eretz Yisrael. So those who are zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, particularly in the month of Tishrei, ashrem v'ashrei chelkom, that they're Zoche. because this really is the place where you can get the closest. Okay, so we had a few words about Milas HaTshuva, Eretz Yisrael, and please God, we will continue, hopefully, our study of these this very, very important topic. Shalom to all my friends.